This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And today, y'all, we're going to take a slight detour from our scheduled topic for episode 6. And if I'm real about it, it's because something deeper has been tugging at me. But if I'm really real about it, it's not just tugging at me, it actually is bothering me. So instead, we're going to flip the script and we're going to unpack the chaos I believe we're all seeing in the world today. And not just to observe it, but to understand how it's actually reflecting something deeper within us all. Because what's happening out there always starts with what's happening in here. So this episode, it might stir something up, but that's good because that's exactly where transformation begins. But before we dive in, I want to introduce our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. They're crafted from high-quality stretch fabric with an elastic opening. They're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or just letting them hang loose. With two sizes, fitted for a sleek professional look and long for that extra wrap appeal, Head Game Wraps help you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. So grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. Okay, so let's get into this. If the world feels out of control to you right now, it's probably because it is, but not in the way you may think. See, it's not the economy, it's not politics, and it's not those people. So if you've been watching the world and asking, what's going on? Why is there so much hate? If you've been feeling heavy, helpless, and maybe even hopeless yourself, let me offer you a perspective that most people may not be ready for. What if, instead of the world being out of control, it's in reflection? What we're experiencing is a global reflection of what's happening in the hearts and minds of people. Because when your internal world is in chaos, the external world will always feel like a threat. The world as we know it is simply the physical manifestation of what we feel on the inside, of what's happening in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls. And if you're ready to talk about what real transformation looks like, not in policy or politics, but in people, then stay with me. Because we're breaking down what it means to truly be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and not just in theory, in practice. We're going to dig into why the dysfunction we're seeing in politics, in society, and even on social media is actually reflecting what's going on in us all, and how you, yes you, are being invited to stop outsourcing the solution and start becoming it. Because baby, I tell you, we can't fix what's broken out there until we deal with what's broken in here. As within, so without. As above, so below. This world we're living in, it's not just random. It's the byproduct of millions of unhealed minds, of generations, if we're honest, of suppressed emotions, a lot of anger, of hearts hardened by survival instead of opened up by healing. Okay, so let's talk about what's really going on right now. Politics, yep, they're a mess. Society, at war with itself. And people, oh, people. People are angry, bitter, and blaming everybody and everything for what's not working in their lives. But here's the thing nobody wants to admit. We all have a part to play in this. Yet, we are waiting on someone else to resolve everything, to get us back to quote unquote normalcy. But that can't be left up to the politicians. They've already shown us what they'll do, and we see it every day. One side posts every scandal about Trump like it's gospel truth. The other side posts every Democrat fumble like it's a sign of the apocalypse. One side is screaming, "Protect democracy," while the other side is yelling, "Defend freedom." But both of them are drenched in fear, superiority, and finger pointing. Both of them are operating in hate. Nobody's listening. Everybody's yelling. And somehow, we expect unity, peace, and progress to magically show up and rise up out of that energy. How, Sway? It's totally backwards. It's absolutely delusional. And it's not political engagement. It's spiritual dysfunction. Because when you demonize the other side, you dehumanize yourself. You see, the Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." That's Proverbs 23:7. This isn't just a nice verse. It's actually law. If hate, fear, and frustration lives in your heart, you can't be surprised when your world reflects that back to you. What you put out must come back. That's not just karma. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. You don't get to plant chaos and expect peace. You don't get to feed fear and expect security. Dr. Joe Dispenza, who studies the neuroscience of change, says, "You can't create a new future from the same level of thinking and feeling that created your past. So something has to change." That means if you want a better reality, your emotional state has to evolve. Your thoughts and feelings literally change the electromagnetic signature that you broadcast to the world, which then shapes your experience. So yes, the world is responding to you, even if you don't want to admit it. And this isn't about shame. It's about responsibility, because taking radical responsibility, which we've talked about on here, is how we reclaim our power. You may not have created all of the chaos around you, but we sure as hell can stop feeding it. And you can't be full of bitterness, rage, and judgment and think your life or your world is going to bloom from that. Let me tell you what God showed me one morning during prayer. You see, I had been guilty of scrolling, reading the headlines, seeing people scream about the injustices, Carmelo Anthony, rage, division, cancel culture. And I just stopped and whispered like, Lord, why does it feel like everything is falling apart? And in that quiet moment, what dropped into my spirit was this. It's not falling apart. It's being revealed. See, what we're seeing out there is just the unhealed, undealt with, and undeveloped places within the collective. But what if the collective? It's not some abstract force. It's us. It's made up of the individual hearts, individual minds, and individual choices, all stacked on top of each other, echoing off of each other, feeding off of each other. You know how you continuously hear the same thing from everybody you come into contact with? That's the collective. It's the emotional immaturity, the unprocessed trauma, the misplaced blame. It's the pride, the fear, the tribalism, the control of everyone. So we're not just watching systems crumble. We're watching what's been hiding in the dark coming to the light in politics, in our relationships, in people's beliefs, and in our own hearts. And here are a few truth bombs for you. You can't expect unity while secretly feeding division. It will come out. You can't claim peace while still worshiping control. And you can't build a healed world on a foundation of unhealed people. You're not just watching the world fall apart. You're watching the results of minds that have refused to be renewed. So yes, systems are crumbling, but they have to, because anything not rooted in truth cannot survive the awakening. It must break, it must burn, it must crumble, because truth can't stand on the foundation of lies. Now, what if we could imagine this? What if we normalize emotional maturity instead of outrage? What if we praise stillness over performance? And what if healed people became the standard and not the exception? But that all starts with you and me. But it doesn't end with you and me. Because whatever is in the inside of us, we will multiply all around us. If you're chaotic inside, your life will feel chaotic outside. If you're afraid on the inside, your world will feel unstable on the outside. But if you're aligned, if you're rooted in love, in clarity, and in purpose, that's what you'll begin to experience more of. And to my purpose seekers, the high achievers, the ones who look polished on the outside but still feel lost on the inside, this is a reason why you feel stuck. Because we can't keep looking on the outside for answers to the next promotion, the next certification, the next motivational workshop, to the next president or political party, or the next cause to rally behind. When the real revolution, it starts within. And nothing, and I mean nothing, will matter until you do that one thing first. Clean up what's going on inside of you. And when you start cleaning house internally, it's going to feel like clarity in the middle of confusion. You're going to stop over-explaining. You're going to stop over-apologizing. And you're going to start catching yourself mid-pattern, choosing different. That's how you know that the shift has started. When the things that used to trigger you now make you pause instead of explode. That's fruit. So what do we do with this? How do we move from awareness into alignment? Let's break it all down. You see, we've been taught to find safety in sameness. If we look like one another, we feel safe. To fight what feels different instead of sitting with what feels true. And to chase peace through control. If we control them, we'll feel safe. If we can control the outcome, we'll feel secure. If we can control the narrative, maybe we won't feel so powerless. But the shift is this. You don't need to fix the world. You need to face yourself. Let's break this down through three lenses: spiritually, scientifically, and soulfully. Spiritually, let's look at Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is God telling you, your environment is not the agent of your change. Your mind is, and not the kind of mindset change that's trendy on Instagram. I'm talking metanoia, a profound transformative change of the heart, a complete shift in how you think, how you perceive, and how you live, from truth. Scientifically, we have to look at neuroplasticity, because your brain is not fixed. You are not destined to repeat dysfunction. Every belief you challenge, every new thought you practice, and every pattern you interrupt rewires your brain, literally. And this isn't just self-help hype, it's neuroscience. Your brain adapts to what you feed it, so feed it something new. And now, let's bring this back to you. This is where it gets soulful. Ask yourself, what am I choosing to feel every day? What emotions am I addicted to that keep me in cycles of chaos? And what belief system did I inherit that's become my prison? And don't just answer these questions with your head. Answer them with your life. Take a look around. If your actions, your friend circle, your self-talk still reflect fear, you haven't made the shift yet. But when your choices start reflecting truth, even in small ways, that's when you're moving. Because peace is not a destination, it's a discipline. And most people aren't living in peace because they won't practice it. They're still holding on to the pain like it's a trophy. Oh, he broke my heart. I can't move on. I won't ever date again. Still rehearsing offenses like it's a script. And here's the truth. You can't be renewed until you release. You have to release the story, the identity, and the illusion that staying in control is somehow keeping you safe. Because real change doesn't happen at the ballot box. It doesn't happen with the new president. It happens in your beliefs. It starts when you stop blaming the world and start asking yourself, why do I feel stuck when I believe that I've done everything right? Why does life feel off even though I say I feel grateful? And what part of me am I refusing to look at, to heal, and to align? Because your power isn't out there, it's in you. But you gotta stop running from your own reflection to finally see it. You have to be able to sit with yourself. So if you've been angry at the world, stuck in frustration, and searching for answers everywhere but within, this is your call to come back home to yourself. Because you don't need another external anything. A new president is not going to save you. You need a soul level shift. A soul level shift is when you stop rearranging the surface of your life, the things you can touch, and start dealing with the root. It's when you stop trying to fix your schedule, you know, your income, your relationships, without first facing what's been driving it all. You. It's when you confront the lies you've believed about yourself, the fear, and the patterns you've normalized, and you finally decide enough is a filth, florn, filth, enough. It's when you stop outsourcing your peace and take your power back at the core. That's the work I'm talking about. And how do you know when the shift is happening? You stop needing external permission to move. You stop obsessing over what others think about you or who approves what, and you start honoring what God told you. Your joy becomes independent of your environment, your job, or your titles. You forgive faster. You listen deeper. You let go quicker. That's the fruit. That's how you know something real is happening on the inside of you. Because when you change what's in your heart, you change your life. And when enough of us do that, we can literally change this world, y'all. And if you're wondering how this can change anything beyond your own front door, let me tell you. You're not just doing this work for you. When you stop reacting from pain and start leading from truth, you shift every room you walk into. You raise different kinds of kids. You love your partner better. You show up to your job with grace instead of resentment. And you stop reposting drama and start modeling peace. And if enough people do that, hate loses its momentum. Division loses its fuel. Conflict, while it doesn't disappear, it gets interrupted by people who are emotionally regulated, spiritually rooted, and no longer easy to manipulate. This is how we change our world, one renewed mind at a time. So what are some practical steps to start changing your inner world? Number one, you have to start with awareness. You have to begin tuning into your emotional state daily. I would suggest journaling every day. What am I feeling and why? Let reflection become a habit and not just a reaction. Number two, you have to clean your inner house. You have to pray, and not just for change, but for clarity and courage on what you should do next. And meditate. Sit with yourself, not with your phone and not with your social feed, with yourself. Fast from gossip, comparison, and the news if you have to, especially if it's feeding your fear. And number three, forgive and release. Unforgiveness is just poison you sip, expecting others to die. Matthew 6:15 reminds us, if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive you. We have to let go. Some of those grudges that you've been holding on for years, probably don't even remember what happened, let it go. And number four, choose a new emotional home. See, gratitude resets your vibration. If you've been feeling low, start with gratitude. Pick 10 things that you're grateful for and watch how you begin to feel after that list. Appreciation attracts more to appreciate, and speak life over your situation, even when it looks the same, because your words are spells, so you have to use them wisely. Living from a new emotional home means you're not waiting for life to be perfect before you feel peace. It means you wake up and decide who you want to be today before your circumstances give you permission. That's what emotional ownership looks like. And number five, stop consuming and start creating. Don't just listen to this podcast or any podcast and say, well, that was good. Ask, what am I going to do with this truth today? So what now? If you're asking, okay, Shamika, I get it. Start living from within. But how do I lead differently starting today? Then this next part is for you. How do you go from emotionally reacting to spiritually leading, especially when you see that dang on social media post that just got up under your blood, right? Here's a three-step strategy. One, observe without attachment. Practice spiritual neutrality. Not everything needs your opinion or your outrage. Jesus didn't even react to everything, but he was present with everything. So slow down and ask, what am I really feeling before you respond? And number two, rewire through ritual. Replace your complaints with gratitude. Replace your judgments with compassion. And replace control with surrender. Because every thought is a seed. So what are you planting every single day? And number three, lead yourself first. Because leading yourself is not selfish, it's spiritual. Because if you can't lead you, how can you lead anyone else? So before you try to lead a movement, a family, a team, a nation, lead you. Are you consistent with your faith, your boundaries, your healing? Because self-leadership is the foundation of every other kind of leadership. By their fruit, you shall know them. Not by their passion, not by their posts, but by their fruit. So what is your inner world producing right now? You'll know you're leading yourself when you stop needing constant permission to make moves, when your boundaries don't waver, when you say no without guilt, and when you stay consistent even when no one's watching. That's leadership that starts within. And you'll notice it in how people respond to your energy before you even speak, in the calm you carry into conflict, and in the way rooms shift when you walk through the door. You're not just managing your emotions, you're mastering your environment. You're not just regulating yourself, you're restoring everything that you touch. Because when your inner world is aligned, you don't have to force peace, you become it. And when enough of us do this work, when enough of us stop projecting and start reflecting, that's when our world begins to change. And it won't come from the top down. It'll come from the inside out. Now, before we wrap, I always want to leave you with something that can shift you immediately. Today, it's an affirmation, because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak it with intention and watch what happens. So say this with me. I am no longer reacting to the world. I am transforming it by transforming me. Write it down, say it out loud, but more importantly, live like it's already true. And if this episode stirred something in you, if you're done blaming the world, done reacting, and you're ready to finally renew your mind and lead from within, then it's time to book your complimentary Soul Goals Clarity Call. It's a one-on-one session to break free from confusion, get crystal clear on what your soul is calling you to do next, and map out a path to the life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment you were always meant to live without all of the fear, overthinking, or overwhelm. Because a soul goal, it's not just a dream, it's a divine assignment. It's the vision God placed in your heart before the world trained you to conform. And if you've been second guessing, delaying, or doubting what's next, this call is your moment to get clear, get honest, and get aligned. And hey, don't forget to check out our sponsor, Head Game Wraps, because if you want to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Head to headgamewraps.etsy.com. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you again for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparked something in you, and not just a thought, but a truth you're ready to do something with. Because this work is not always easy, but it's necessary. So keep questioning what you've been believing. Then ask yourself, what mindset am I still renewing? And more importantly, who do I get to become when I finally think, choose, and lead like the woman God created me to be? If this episode moved you, share it with another woman who is ready to rise. Leave a review so more women can find our space, and hit that subscribe button, because we're just getting started. And next week, we're going even deeper when we talk about, now that you've returned to your truth, the next challenge is walking in it when the world still expects the old you. So don't miss it, because episode 7 is all about how to hold your alignment when everything around you is still catching up to your transformation. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.